Hey there.
Hey, Thomas, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So when I called, I was sent directly to your voicemail.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just normal? Is this basically how it goes, right? It goes straight to your voicemail?
Oh, no, no. That's what I'm kind of asking you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the experience I don't want. And this is the virtual number. Maybe it's...
I agree.
You know, maybe it's a hiccup on my end. I'll just concede that, you know.
Do you have the number maybe blocked by... by any chance? Maybe
blocked.
Maybe
you mean
on spam? Yeah, let's say if you maybe marked it as spam or blocked it, then it's gonna keep going directly to your voicemail. If we could just confirm that's not the issue, then I could definitely see what could be going
well,
on.
Well, okay, yeah. So okay. So look, I just put that into my contacts. So maybe there's. I mean, I would had to have consciously said, put this into my contacts and block it. I wouldn't have done that. So.
Well, normally, let's say if somebody calls, right, it lets you have the option before you save it, right? It just says if you want to mark it as spam, right? So maybe when a call came in, you might have accidentally marked it as spam, for example, or maybe just blocked it. I'll be honest with you, I've seen it happen before, right? So I just want to make sure that's not the issue. I'm not sure if maybe you could, I believe it's in your settings, right, that you'll be able to see what contacts were blocked.
I'm looking. It's kind of hard to navigate to, believe it or not. So I made the contact name Google Verify. And then I don't see anything that says it's blocked. Let me, I mean, it doesn't say it's blocked, okay?
No, I completely understand.
Okay, so there. Therefore, I think it's not blocked. I think it's got to be a setting or something in my, it's called Ring Central. You ever heard of that one?
Oh, yes. Well, I've heard good things and bad things, but basically that's normal. I'm just double checking here everything else, right? Because normally, let's say if there was an issue with the call tracking number, it wouldn't go to your voicemail, right? It would just basically say there is an error, give us some type of an error code. When I reach you, it goes directly to your voicemail, which usually means that there is an issue. Now, I know you mentioned earlier today, actually, that the number that we're transferring the calls to is also a tracking number, right, of your own?
I would defer back to you. I would think you would know that.
So tracking number.
No. Look, yeah. So the 360-824-5591 number is my virtual business number. That's it.
Your virtual
so
number.
So
right.
it's not a tracking number. I mean, I don't have a way to set up a tracking number. Only you do. In my humble opinion, in my world, you know.
Oh, I understand.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to see maybe that could be an issue as well. But it's really strange because not too long ago you answered a call and it was coming in through the call tracking. So that's why I'm a little worried now because I believe there's been some calls like on the 11th and the 12th, it looks like.
Okay.
And they did go through, right? So that's why I'm a little concerned that all of a sudden... all of a sudden it's going straight to your voice.
Yeah, okay. So if I go into my call history... God, this thing is so hard to use, believe me. It's just annoying.
I'm the same
calls,
way,
here we go. Here we go. Oh, yeah, okay. So... can you identify one of the numbers that has called in?
Yeah, so it looks like it was on the 12th, and the number is 512. 512. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just looking for a 512 number. I don't see it around that time.
And that was on the 12th, right?
Yeah, right.
Looks like it was 9 a.m.
I can look on my personal phone.
And for your virtual, the virtual number that you have, right, those numbers, they go directly to this line, right, the 18703?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so there shouldn't be a problem with that.
I am looking on the 12th. I don't see anything from a, oh, yeah, here's one from 512. It looks like it's a Texas number. So can we go back to that? What is that 512 number?
It looks like it was a, let me double check. There should be a little notes that you might have left there. Looks like they needed some type of bars installed, ADA bars installed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I did talk to them.
Right? So that's why it's really strange what's going on. I'm trying to see if maybe I could find a way to see if we're blocked.
Okay, well, here's what happened, though. They didn't, when they called, it didn't just go to me. Somehow I discovered that someone had called, and I called them back and asked, I just bluntly said, someone called from this number, you know, what can I do for you? And they're like, yeah, we left a message and it went to voicemail and all that. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it went to voicemail and they're in too.
Yeah, exactly. And I never heard it. So, yeah. So, I don't know. Ivan, what happened when I think you attempted to call this number? I heard a noise on my cell phone, but it didn't bring up anything. You know what I mean? So maybe it's all on my end. I'll be truthful.
Hilarious. I'm definitely taking a closer look into it because either way it's needed, right? I'm definitely seeing if there's any issues with the call tracking number. We do have someone that directly works with that, meaning that they create those numbers for our team. For our clients. So I'm just checking with them to see if there's maybe some type of glitch or anything on there. But I have noticed that normally it's the same issue. If it goes directly to the voicemail, then more than likely they could have been accidentally marked as spam or blocked, right? So I'm also trying to see how you can check your blocked calls, blocked numbers, right? I believe you might have a different phone, of course, right? So you might have an iPhone, for example. Is that what you have, an iPhone?
I have no.
No? Android?
Yes.
Perfect. I have one, too. It's a lot easier than an iPhone, I'll tell you that. So
I think so.
Give me one second here. Okay, so when you check the call list, right, your call log, for example, you should be able to see on top, there's a little where it says search contacts, and there should be three lines. Do you see those three lines?
Okay, you're talking about my regular phone, right?
Yeah, on your regular phone, I believe it that would be the...
Yes, call history, what?
Okay, so if you see right there on your call history, there should be a little three lines on there. If you click on those three lines, it should put okay, and then go to settings on there.
Okay.
Okay. And then it should let you say, it's going to say caller ID, spam, accessibilities, then it says blocked numbers.
Okay.
Go ahead and click on that.
Yep.
Okay. And there you should see what numbers are blocked. If you have any blocked, right, it should show. If there's nothing showing, then there's nothing blocked.
No, there's a bunch of blocked ones.
Okay, so in that case, just make sure that the call tracking number that we have, right, the 3605-498-033 isn't blocked, right? So
wait, say that number again.
Yes, I apologize. It's 360?
Yes.
549?
Yeah.
8033?
Yep, it was blocked.
Okay, perfect. So just go ahead and unblock it, and then I'll go ahead and hang up and give you a call, right? So just let me know when you unblock it.
Yeah, I did it. Go for it.
All right, awesome. So I'll release the line. Give me a sec.
Thank you.